What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura joined by Super Bowl champion Matt Wilhelm here in the film room. We're going to take a look at Isaiah Crowell's touchdown run. And Matt, as you look at here pre-snap, the Browns, two tight ends on the right side, going jumbo. Anything you point out here pre-snap?
Oh, absolutely. I just think as you look at the front and you have to count the box, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-man box. But again, the Cleveland Browns wanting to run the football, they have it matched very well. And actually, by having the two wings together, we're actually adding more numbers because you get the center as a half a man, 1, 2, 3, 4, and the crow is the runner. So we have good numbers.
Mitchell Schwartz, the key to this play, he's right here.
As you see here, 70 is shaded on the outside of Mitchell Schwartz. But what Mitchell does so well is right on the snap, he gets off on the ball, and he overtakes that man. And we immediately have numbers as we get two on him and up, and then Crow is that extra runner and why he came so clean through the hole.
And this for a running back is pretty good right here. You see he's got the nice lane, and at the end Schwartz is going to turn completely. Barnage is pushing him out, so he's basically running through their numbers, 82 and 72 facing each other, which is a good thing.
It's a very good thing and something we thought we'd see all year long, but they did an amazing job and able to capitalize on a good front.
And there it is. He's through and into the end zone. Crow 88 yards and a touchdown on the day. All right, our last play, we're going to give a nice look at just a simple read option, something we saw a lot of in the NFL. From a pre-snap standpoint, what is Johnny thinking here in this read option?
Johnny's thinking right now, he knows that it's going to be a give or a keep for him. And his sole possession for him in his role is to read Frank Zombo, number 51 here at the bottom, because he has contain of the play.
All right, so you'll watch this. Austin Pastore is going to pull around. So they've got, if they gave it to Crow, it's going to be a run out to the right side. Johnny's going to read 51. So keep an eye on 51 as Johnny Manziel starts to tuck that ball in there. So that's the point. So what's he seeing?
What's he seeing right now? He's seeing Frank Zombo collapse because he's seeing the transfer of the football in Isaiah Crowell's belly. And Zombo wants to make that play right here. He's thinking, I'm going to make a tackle for a loss and make a big play. Okay, but so he sucks down. Johnny pulls the football, and you see nothing but green grass.
And if he were to stay home here, then Johnny hands the football.
Correct, and Isaiah Crowell would then follow a Pastore around. Or if Zombo stays outside, maybe Crow can even cut it back and find that same exact lane.
This is the read. Oh, he's down. I'm keeping it. And there he goes. A lot of green for Johnny. Zombo in chase. He's not going to get there. And the slide, and it's a big play for the Cleveland Browns. Obviously, in this one, the Browns ran out of time, but they did some good things. You got the fake punt executed. You ran it with power. Isaiah Crowell, 88 yards, team rushing for 232, including a 108 from Johnny Manziel, the most by a Browns quarterback in franchise history, partly because of plays like this. For Super Bowl champion Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for joining us here in the film room.